Well, the term work-life balance is something that gets thrown around a lot lately. And look, in essence, I think in this day and age, when we're all working more hours and working harder and it's harder to earn a quid, work-life balance might be considered a fallacy. Well, is it? Somebody that's going to talk to us about, well, what he's done with his career and whether or not work-life balance can actually be achieved is Bruce Rosengarten. He's the Director of International Ideas and joins us now. Bruce, in a word, is it a fallacy or not?
My belief is it's a fallacy.
Okay, so inspire us then, because we might be thinking, well, hang on, if we can't achieve this, what hope have we got?
Well, what's interesting, Stephen, as I've worked on this over the years, I remember sitting with a group of people and we said, let's do a spidergram. Let's work out all the things we'd like to do each week or each day that would make our life fulfilling. And when you added up everybody's little spidergram, there was nobody who had anything less than 30 hours or less than about 180 hours a week of things they wanted to do. They couldn't do everything they wanted to do.
Okay.
That's your first realization. You can't do everything. The second realization is, if you're unhappy at work, you're probably going to be unhappy at home. And if you're unhappy at home, you're probably not going to be so happy at work. So you can't say that you can get a balance. They're really what I call integrated together. And then I had to work out how I was going to tackle that problem.
Okay, well, talk us through that, because that's an interesting concept. That the concept, I guess, what we understand or what we our individual view of what a work-life balance is highly important.
It is, and it's very individual, and you can't prescribe your solution to anybody else. Everybody has to find out what makes their life enriched through work and enriched through life itself, and then how do you bring the two together?
So,
because I don't believe you can live them separately.
Well, that's, yeah, and when you say a fallacy, I guess that ties in with the fact that businesses have still got to operate and there are, you know, finite parameters with which most workplaces can operate. So tell us how you integrated the two for yourself.
Well, I took a really basic business approach like a good executive. I developed a spreadsheet. And down the spreadsheet, I wrote a whole lot of things I wanted to achieve each year. What weight I wanted to be, how often I wanted to go to gym, what my golf handicap had to be, that I wanted to be home for birthdays and anniversaries, what I wanted to, how many books I wanted to read, what I wanted to study, how many times I wanted to go out with my wife, etc. And I wrote them all down and I set a KPI for each one. Seems a little bit ridiculous, but that's exactly what I did. And every month I scored myself against how I went on those KPIs, red, green, or yellow. So some months I did badly, some months I did better. I never got all green and I never got all red. But what I could do is focus on the things that I felt were important in my life, and I could work towards improving them and how I integrated between my work life and my outside work life, my daily life.
Bruce, did you prioritise those things at the time of doing the spreadsheet, or was that a matter of each week you prioritise things as you saw you needed to as you went along?
Well, that's a good question, because you have to prioritise according to what's happening in your life. So obviously I don't have an anniversary every week. I had to prioritise in that month. I want to make sure I made my schedule that I could be in town around for my anniversary. The same for my birthdays with my family. But other times it means I could have had a whole week away or whatever needed. And I could prioritise accordingly. That's a very important point, because you can't get it perfect. And people who think they get it perfect, it falls over and you get disappointed. You've got to be realistic about this.
Did you end up more in the green in that first year than you did in the red?
It was probably pretty balanced. The few things I didn't show my wife during the year, because she would have been angry with me that I had reds on the page. So I showed her at the end of the year and she said, you've got all these reds still. And I said, yeah, but I got better. Look how many greens I got. And that's what I had to argue, was the number of greens and yellows I got, which was a good score, and things I did do better. Right, and it gave me focus, and it gave me an opportunity to really make sure that those priorities at different times of the year were really important to me.
Now, the important thing, did you use that the first time you did it? Did you didn't use that as a basis for following years, or do you have to basically scrap that and start again and say, this is a whole new year and we need to approach it differently?
It's a basis to use, but your next year is you decide what you want to do differently. Okay,
yep.
You might have thought, I've got my weight now, I just need to maintain it, so it's a lower priority. There's something else in your life that you might want to do that's on the bucket list that you pull off, so you update it. And I was able to share this with my team. which encouraged them to develop their own programs, which allowed them to think about it. And they would share with me their successes and failures, which allowed a conversation to happen. And I wouldn't know what they're trying to achieve. So if I knew they needed to be around for birthday or anniversary, I could make sure they could do that, which is very important in terms of building a team and being part of a team, is that you need to know how you can help one another achieve those little things that are important to one another.
Bruce, I think that is an absolutely brilliant idea. Before I let you go, how's your golf handicap?
I gave up golf.
Sounds what I would have done. Bruce, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Stephen.
That's Bruce Rosengarten, Director of International Ideas.